Welcome to Conversations on Culture and Faith, where we dive into big questions shaping our world through our uniquely Lutheran lens.
I wanted to be 100% myself. If I'm going to lose, like, at least be honest.
You know, at what point do we, you know, flirt with the abolishment of the Mass?
Maybe I could be a pastor. Maybe this was a thing that I could do. It was a very boring way of arriving at that.
This is a space to ask the hard questions about worship, vocation, identity, and how our faith meets the world head on.
Like, if I could go back and tell myself one thing, like, you do not need to be so stressed in middle school about college.
People will only participate as much as they have permission to, based off the participation of those leading.
There may not be any greater influence than just being in the church all the time.
I think I would have gone a little crazy if I didn't have God during Girls' Save, because it's such a high pressure, intense week that if you don't have something grounding you, like, you will go crazy.
We unpack culture, we challenge perspectives, and like Paul reminds us in Romans 12, verse 2, we seek transformation through the renewing of our minds.
There are so many different ways you can serve a church. We could maybe see where our gifts would fit.
And I think just making people feel seen is something that we don't have in actual government today.
The sexual part of the conversation naturally fits into these other aspects of Christian life. Like, if you're not talking about all of it, you're going to get stuck.
Our message doesn't change. God's grace for us, amazing grace through Jesus, it's the same. But it means, okay, what messengers are in that community?
So if you're wondering how theology fits into today's world, or just craving thoughtful, faith-centered conversation, you're in the right place. Conversations on Culture and Faith. Real stories, bold questions, rooted in God's Word.